Take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Philippians chapter 3. And we're going to continue to go through this passage of Scripture, accentuating the theme of our church for this year. I press toward the mark. And so I hope that you've been enjoying this, the preaching so far as we enter in now the third Sunday of this new year. Amen. And many of you, I'm looking around and I'm seeing your faces for the third time on a Sunday morning in 2023. That is fantastic. That's a great way to start the new year. Amen. So if you would, out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you are physically able, please stand. If you are physically able, Philippians chapter 3, we're going to read responsively. I will read the odd verses out loud by myself, and you can join me out loud on the even verses as we read through beginning in verse 7 of Philippians chapter 3. Paul writes and says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample." Well, I'm so excited to be able to continue on here, and I do hope that you understand, as we go through this passage of Scripture, we're laying a foundation for the entirety of 2023. How many of you like to, in your life and whatever endeavors you may participate in, to get off on the right foot? That's always good, right? It's always better if you get off on the right foot. I remember in high school and participating in track and field events and things like that. One time I tried to learn how to triple jump. Anybody ever participate in the triple jump? Yeah, difficult, isn't it? And either the triple jump or long jump or pole vault, or high jump, any of those particular events, it is imperative that you get off on the right foot. You kind of measure, you know, you go back and you set a mark with some athletic tape. You know, some of you that have participated in this understand this. And then you got to make sure you get your stride right, because you've got to hit that board just right to jump the furthest into the pit there. Getting off on the right foot is very important, right? And sometimes it's difficult or impossible to make it through if you don't do such. So here we are in the beginning, really the third Sunday of 2023. And again, I do thank Brother Losey for his attention to detail, that we actually started this new year on a Sunday in church, the first day of the week, the first day of the year. That's fantastic. And we ought to use that to our advantage, amen, as we go through this year of 2023. So as we take a look at this topic, and that's why on the bulletin and in the preaching, you're going to be hearing a lot about this subject this month of January, of I press toward the mark. And I promise you, it's not going to be a repeat of material, all right? There's plenty of stuff to unpack here in this passage of Scripture. I hope you've been paying attention to the verse in verse 13 when Paul says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." He goes, "I'm not done. I haven't gotten there just yet." Then he follows it with a statement, "But this one thing I do, comma." Now, please pay attention to the grammar here. All right? Paul is not talking about these things that we mentioned last week and the thing that I'm going to mention this week. He's talking about this one thing I do, I press toward the mark. That's the this one thing that Paul's going to do. It's not the forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Those are not the one thing that he's going to do. You understand that, right? So grammatically speaking, last week's message was not the one thing that Paul was going to do. And this week's message of reaching is not the one thing that Paul's going to do. The one thing that Paul is endeavoring to do, the one thing that we ought to endeavor to do in this 2023 is I press toward the mark. Okay? But the dependent clauses, now we're getting technical here. I know that makes some of you cringe. One of my uncles said one of his greatest pleasures after college was stabbing his English book to death, lighting it on fire and watching it burn. And I believe to this day they still have that knife in their drawer at their house, I think. He showed it to me once. The tip was gone off of it. It was stuck and burned in his English book. I share that sentiment, okay? I do. I think English is awful, but we have to live with it, amen? So these dependent clauses are how he's going to accomplish the thing, the one thing that he's endeavoring to do. How are we going to press toward the mark if we're held back by the things of remembrance that we need to forget? And how are we going to press, which is urge, enforce, be earnest, to bear with force, to encroach upon, to push with force, if we don't reach? You understand? And guess what? We're not going to be reaching forward if we're looking back. So he says, how am I going to accomplish this one thing that I have to do? This pressing toward the mark. This moving forward for God. Well, I'm going to accomplish it by forgetting those things which are behind. Remember last week we talked about those things. Right? Some was the past life, the carnal nature of mankind. Some of it was the successes. And some of it was the failures that we've experienced as believers. So we've got to forget those things which are behind, and we need to reach forth. So as we are reaching forth unto those things which are before. So as we focus today on this particular accomplishment, in order to get to the place where we can accomplish this one thing in 2023. You know, that's a pretty good success rate if we just endeavor to do one thing this 2023. How about that, huh? I'm making it easy for you. I mean, I'm making it just as easy as God made it for Adam and Eve. Oops. Wait a minute. Maybe that wasn't so easy. They only had one thing to do, right? But I press toward the mark. So this year, as we kind of set the tone or take that first step, we need to know how we're going to accomplish this. How is it that we're going to be successful? Last week, forgetting. This week, reaching. Reaching. That means to stretch out, to extend, to attain to, or to gain. We're reaching forth unto those things which are before. Folks, the past is the past. What's before us is what we ought to be reaching toward. And we ought to be pressing toward the mark. You understand that God wants us to reach. He wants us to stretch out. He wants us to extend. He wants us to attain. He wants us to gain ground, not to lose it. You see, the Christian life is an active life. The Christian life is a life of action, not a life of non-action. You know, we're not just bystanders. We're not just just hanging out. We're supposed to be pressing toward the mark. The gates of hell should not prevail against it. What does that mean? That we are pressing. We are reaching. We're not just supposed to sit around and soak up the things of this life. We're supposed to be active toward the things of God. You know, God says, hey, look, I want you to seek a relationship with me. Is that active? I want you to be a witness of me. Is that active? Oh, I want you to gather together, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What is that? Active. Oh, I want you to live a holy, separated, working life. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works that we should walk in them. Let your light so shine before men. All of these things are what? Active. That's forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. As Christians today in 2023, we need to be more active than ever in this world. Folks, we don't have much time left. And guess what? On top of that, it's getting harder, or it's going to take more effort to accomplish the things of God in this day. So guess what? We cannot even afford to be less active. We need to be more active. More active. So as we move forward in 2023, as we are reaching forth, as it says here in verse 13, maybe there's some topics and some areas where we need to make sure we are reaching forth unto those things which are before. First of all, we need to be reaching toward God, not moving away from God. Yeah. Reaching toward God, not moving away from God. In Joshua 24, Joshua told the people, "Now therefore put away," said he, "the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." You understand, folks, that we as Christians are going to have to more than ever incline our heart toward God. You know what our heart is? It's deceitful. It's desperately wicked. And it's easily drawn away from God. So you know what we're going to have to do? Reach forth. We need to reach forth with our heart. We need to incline our heart to God. We need to say, heart, here's God. Look at God. Reach to God. We have to actively make ourselves do it. If we don't, what's going to happen? You all know what a default is, right? Well, guess where our heart's default is? Away from God. Away from the things of God. You know what our heart wants? Our heart wants the pleasures of this world. It wants sin. It wants that old nature. It craves the natural things. And we've got to say, nope. And we're going to reach forth to God. Joshua told the people, you can't do this. You can't serve him. And he said, they said, we will serve him. He said, oh, if you're going to do that, you need to incline your heart unto the Lord. You need to put away the strange gods which are among you. And folks, listen, we have too much of a taste of this world. And guess what? It steals away from us. our love of God. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We've got to spit that stuff out. We've got to forget that old life. And we've got to reach forth unto those things which are before. In 1 Kings, the Bible says, "The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers." David said in Psalm 63, "O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in thy sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee even while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and when I meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me." What is his sentiment there? Is it one of inaction, just letting, "God, if you want to come and hang out with me, that's cool, I'm here." No, it's one of what? Reaching forth. Reaching forth. Seeking God. Setting his attention on God and striving to meet with God and to be with God. And I love what the end of that says. It says, "My soul followeth hard after thee." Does that sound like pressing toward the mark? Does that sound like reaching forth unto those things which are before? Absolutely. Folks, how is your relationship with God today? Are you actively pursuing him? Are you stretching out? Are you extending? Are you attaining to? Are you gaining ground in your relationship with God? Or are you resting on the past successes? Are you resting? I read my Bible and I studied and I prayed, 300 out of 365 days last year. I'm doing good. I'm going to try to do 300 again. What's up with the plateau? Why aren't we attaining? Why aren't we inclining? Why aren't we reaching forth? Extending. Gaining ground, not losing ground. Or not just staying put. We need to be what? Pressing. Moving forward. That's what God wants for us in our relationship with him. In James chapter 4, the Bible tells us, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." What does all of that imply? Activity. Activity. How active are you with your relationship with God? Are you reaching toward God? Are you inclining toward him? Are you trying to attain a better relationship? Are you stretching out to reach out to God in your daily life? In Colossians chapter 3, he says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Reaching forth toward God and your relationship toward God. In Romans 8, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. You understand that God is for us. Who can be against us? Do you understand that I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me? But it has to do with our relationship with Him. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why? For fellowship. For relationship. For togetherness. Because we're reaching toward God. Are we going to stumble? Probably. Are we going to fall? Probably. Are there going to be times where we just sit still and don't do what we ought to do? Yes. Are there going to be times where we backslide? Yes. Are there times where we're looking back? Yes. Are there times where we're going to go back to the vomit? I'm sure. But there's got to be an effort in our lives to reach forth unto those things which are before. Forgetting those things which are behind. We've got to do our part in establishing that relationship with God on a daily basis. You understand, salvation is a one-time thing. But relationship is an everyday thing. Reaching forth. You say, I haven't been reaching forth. Then start today. And continue tomorrow. And do it again the next day. You say, but I'm going to fall. That's all right. The righteous man falleth seven times and riseth up again.
Right.
God doesn't expect perfection. He only expects our best. And our best is reaching toward God. The second thing I want you to look at is not only reaching toward God, but reaching toward God's Word. What kind of relationship do you have with this book? Is it this kind? I'm glad you got a Bible. I'm glad you have several copies of the Bible. That's wonderful. You can imagine at a house like mine with 14 people in it, how many Bibles we have. But are you reaching forth toward God's Word? What are you reaching toward? You know what? Some people, their whole goal in life is seeking after education. Yeah. And I'm not against education. I was an educator for 16 years. I'm not against it. I'm for education. But you know what I'm for more than education? It's getting to know this book. The knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of the Word of God. You know what I want to do each and every day? Reach forth. Hey, it's great that you grab a reading schedule here and go through and check the boxes day by day. That's wonderful. But why don't you go from that to study and meditation and memorization as you reach forth to those things which are before. Are we reaching toward God's Word? Are we reaching toward a better relationship with God on a daily basis? In Proverbs, many chapters here, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 4, and many other portions, Solomon is encouraging his son to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will what? Increase learning. You know what that is? Stretching out, attaining, gaining, reaching forth
to know more about the Word of God.
You know, you've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again and again and again. I do not believe that it is possible for the human mind to exhaust the knowledge of this book. I believe it's impossible. So guess what? Study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And if that's the case, it can be wrongly divided too, can't it? So guess what we got to do? We got to look into it. We got to be guided into all truth by the Holy Spirit of God that indwells the believer. We've got to reach forth unto those things which are before. God wants us to have a relationship with Him. He wants us to have a relationship with His Word. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. What is that all? What are you being drawn to there? Reaching forth. Reaching forth in God's word this year. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. In Proverbs 4, Solomon continues and says, He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. I read these passages of Scripture. I hear these words of instruction. And my mind goes to reaching, 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 reaching. How much do we desire? How much do we long for? How much do we extend to? How much do we try to gain or attain to the Word of God in our daily life? Reaching forth. Is the Word of God important to you? Are you like David? And say, Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline mine heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. It sounds like a man that was reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul tells Timothy, For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given of thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. You understand, folks, that we need to be reaching forth more than ever toward the Word of God and toward God Himself. As Paul wrote a second letter to Timothy, he encouraged him again. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God,
a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. We need to be reaching forth toward the word of God. And then finally today, as you go back to the text in Philippians, or maybe you never left there, that's okay too. I want to draw your attention to the whole, if you will, of the thought that Paul is trying to eloquently express. As we've read these last couple Sundays, beginning back in verse 7, he says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." You understand that Paul wanted nothing more than to please the Lord and to attain to these things in Jesus Christ in his life. And everything else, he counted it as a loss, that he might win Christ. As we are going to forget those things which are behind, as we are endeavoring to reach forth into those things which are before, we must reach toward God's purpose. It's not our purpose. It's not our life. It's not our desires and our dreams and our wants. It's God's. It's Christ. It's the things of God. It's the things that Jesus Christ... What did Jesus Christ tell us? He had come to seek and to save that which was lost. He had come to finish the work of him that sent him. He had come to save sinners. He had come to accomplish God's work, not his own. Father, not my will, but thine be done. Folks, we got to stop reaching forward to our purpose and reaching forth to what we want to accomplish and what we want to see done and what we want to gain and what we want to get, and start focusing on and reaching toward what he wants. We got to forget those things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before. We have got to stop being selfish and start living for the right purpose. This church does not exist for my purpose. This church does not exist for your purpose. You ought not come to church saying, "God, what are you going to give me today?" Because guess what? I hate to burst your bubble, but it's not about you. And it's not about me. It's about him. You see, Christians today have been caught up in the world's philosophy. Gimme, 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 gimme. What did Eve succumb to in Genesis chapter 3? The lust of the eyes? The lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And ye shall be as gods. Folks, listen. Christianity today, they're all focused on what God's going to give them. Well, I'm going to live a holy, consecrated, separate life so that God will give me. What? What is that all about? That's just glorified selfishness is all it is. Oh, wait, but I think it says something in Scripture. It says, "You have not, because you ask not, and because you ask to consume it upon your lust." Hello? What does that have to do with? The wrong purpose. The wrong motive. The wrong focus. We've got to get our focus off of here and get our focus up here. We've got to set our affection on these things. We've got to put our relationship with God in the right place and put our relationship with God's word in the right place. And we've got to reach forth unto those things which are before. And guess what's before us? The harvest. The Christian life. The sanctified life. Holiness. Separation. Purpose. It's not our purpose. It ought to be His purpose. Take your Bibles, if you'd like to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You do understand that in 1 Corinthians, Paul was really trying to right the ship in the church at Corinth. But the second letter has an entirely different tone as he's continuing to encourage them as they are changing their ways. And in chapter 10, in verse 1, in 2 Corinthians, Paul says this, Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you, but I beseech you, that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ's. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not out ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not that he commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. You know, what Paul was trying to do? He was trying to stretch out. He was trying to reach. And it was according to God's purpose. In the lives of the Corinthians and in the lives of his ministry, Paul wanted to reach forth to the purpose that God had, to reach beyond them. To those that would believe. Folks, it's not about us. And it's not about what this church is or does. It's about God's purpose that's to be accomplished beyond us, reaching forth unto those things which are before. In Philippians, earlier in chapter, we just read these things. Paul said, I count these things in my life as loss for Christ. That's the attitude we need to have as we reach forth, not to our purpose, but to his purpose. In 1 Corinthians 9, Paul said, know ye not that they which run a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Over in 1 Peter, he tells us that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You understand that this is not about us. He says, let your light so shine before men. Why? So they can see you? No. So they can glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's what it's for. Why do we live a good life? Why do we separate ourselves from the world? Why do we shine as lights in this darkness? It's not for us. Because guess what? That's what the Pharisees got. And what did Jesus say? They have the reward. It's for his purpose. We need to reach forth unto those things which are before, forgetting those things which are behind. Because Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. If we're going to be successful this year, as individuals and as a local church, as part of the body of Christ, we certainly need to press toward the mark by forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. That's the only way we're going to be successful. We must reach toward God and reach toward his word and reach toward his purpose. Day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year.